Congresswoman Debbie Dingell from the 12th District of Michigan, what the heck happened in the industrial northern states?
Well, unfortunately, I was one of the people that predicted that it could happen. If you were out there, you were listening to people. I spent a lot of time in union halls. Part of my district has a lot of auto plants where jobs have disappeared. People are still nervous, anxious from the 2008 economic crisis, are not sure that their jobs are secure. Donald Trump tapped into that, understood, heard what they were saying. And in the end, we didn't do a good enough job of understanding how deep their fear was and what was really going on in the ground.
Boy, did Congresswoman Debbie Dingell have a lot to say when we spoke with her. In the state of Michigan, Donald Trump squeezed out a victory with just over 13,000 votes, according to a final unofficial vote count. Prior to Tuesday, a final polls plus forecast from 538, though, predicted that Hillary Clinton had a greater than 79% chance of winning the state. Debbie Dingell wasn't buying it. The congresswoman says now she's determined to work with anyone who wants to help the people whose discontent she's been listening to for years.
I think we have to do a lot of soul searching. You know, I took on the nomination process in 2008 and swore I'd never do it again. And I'm telling you right now, I am going to look at it again. You know, we have a two-party system. But what does that two-party system mean? Quite frankly, years ago, I say to people, I was a Republican before I married my husband. For those who are listening, he was a prominent Democrat. His family was a prominent Democrat. You can't very well marry a prominent Democrat and stay in the Republican Party. But I haven't changed anything I believed in. When I was young, I was a Millikan Republican. And as I'm more seasoned, I'm a Dingell Democrat.
William Milliken, being the governor of Michigan, and John Dingell being the very famous congressman from Michigan.
That's correct. And they both have the same value systems. They both cared about working people. So I think we have to do some very real soul searching about, do we have a nomination process that is nominating the strongest candidate?
But there's something about this establishment. You guys have all failed over the last 30 years. I mean, that's what Trump said over and over again. Hillary, you've been there for 30 years. All this bad stuff has happened. Nothing's worked. The message that the forgotten folks in the union halls get is, throw them all out and see if this guy can do something. What's your takeaway from that?
So I'm going to say several things. One, I'm going to, you know, I think that Bernie Sanders was very eloquent yesterday in saying that he was prepared to work with him if he was going to do something to help these people that you and I are talking about. And if he pursues racist, sexist, xenophobic, and anti-environment policies, we're all going to vigorously work against him. But, you know, this anti-establishment rhetoric bothers me in that I don't exactly think Donald Trump's not establishment. You know, he's a billionaire and surrounded himself with good, experienced people that I probably don't agree with, for most of them, but some of them are friends. Newt Gingrich is a very good and close friend, but I also wouldn't call any of them non-establishment. I want somebody who knows what they're doing any job that's going to impact my life. So I don't approve of his rhetoric. I found his rhetoric divisive. During the campaign, he was more statesmanlike when he won on election night. And I'm, you know, which Donald Trump is going to come to the White House is going to be interesting. But I think this country is America. We have an orderly process for that transference of government. And we've got to give him the opportunity to go to work on the problems that he told people he would go to work on.
Is there an elite problem, and that a message needs to be framed by you or someone in the Democratic Party that worked better than whatever Hillary tried to do, that reaches these folks without sounding like you're some sort of elite?
I tried desperately not to be part. I mean, you could take my profile and say it, but I live in the reason that I knew what was happening. And, you know, for months said to people, I was the only person in Michigan who said that Hillary was in trouble for the primary. I, at every Rotary Club, Economic Club, and then, yes, take it up to the elite media, said Donald Trump's going to win the nomination. And I told repeatedly people Donald Trump could win this election, and everybody thought that I was certifiable. But the reason I knew it is I go to the bars. I'm in those union halls. That is what I do every weekend. People say I do too much. I don't do too much. I want to know what people are thinking. And if you're listening to people, you know what was in their heart. As I was driving here to do this interview this morning, I thought of my first trip, day two, my being a member of Congress. So I flew to Michigan with President Obama. And I said, you know, Mr. President, you saved this industry. And everybody here is enormously grateful to you for that. But people on the ground are still scared. They don't feel the recovery. They're worried that their job is still in danger any second.
It's not about race. It's not about sexism. It's not about Trump as a, you know, sexual assaulter.
All those things matter. And when you go out and, you know, I talked to people yesterday, my Muslim community in Dearborn, largest Muslim population in the country, they're scared to death, scared to death. And members of the African-American black community are angry. You hear it. You see it. And as a woman, I'm so offended by things that he said. I've experienced sexual harassment my entire career. But I think that everyday issues matter to everybody. They're not black, white, LGBT issues. Everybody. So we need to be really sensitive to that. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if Donald Trump cleans up his act.
She got the message long before many others in the Democratic Party did about Trump's appeal in the industrial North, something that we saw on Tuesday. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is Democratic representative from Michigan's 12th district. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.